Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on old school D&B swing, or as I like to call it, create science with attitude. By the end of this lesson, you're going to build a short jungle style edit that feels alive, slightly dusty, and properly in the pocket. We're talking chopped breakbeat, simple sub bass, a gritty mid layer, call and response phrasing, and a basic arrangement that actually moves like a record, not just a loop. The big idea here is this. Old school D&B is not just fast drums. The vibe comes from how the break is edited, how the bass answers the drums, and how the whole thing breathes. So let's get into it. First, open a fresh project in Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo to 165 BPM. That's a really solid beginner zone for jungle and old school D&B. Fast enough to feel authentic, but not so fast that the programming becomes chaos. Now create three tracks. One for drums, one for bass, and one for effects. Keep it simple. This lesson is about making a strong groove with a small toolkit. On the drums track, load in a break sample. If you've got an old break, great. If not, use any break that has clear snare hits and enough detail to slice up. Don't worry too much about finding the perfect sample. In old school D&B, feel matters more than perfection. Set your loop to 8 bars. That's the first test. Can a single break and bass idea hold attention for 8 bars without getting boring? If the answer is yes, you're already on the right path. Now let's slice the break. If you want the easiest beginner workflow, drag the break into Simpler. You can also right-click the audio clip and slice it to a new MIDI track, but Simpler is a nice place to start, because it lets you audition and edit hits quickly. Make sure the sample is warped if needed, and then start building a basic drum pattern from the slices. A good starting point is simple. Kick on strong break accents, snare on the main backbeat, and then one or two ghost notes around the snare. Don't overfill it. In jungle, empty space is part of the groove. A lot of beginners make the mistake of putting something on every subdivision, and then the loop loses its bounce. You want the break to speak, not shout all the time. Use velocity to shape the feel. Keep the main snare strong, around 100 to 127 velocity, and tuck the ghost notes much lower, maybe around 25 to 60. Those little softer hits are what give the break that human, crate dog energy. Now for the swing. Open the groove pool in Ableton and try a subtle swing preset or an MPC-style groove. Start gently. You do not need a massive swing amount here. Something around 20 to 40% is usually enough to give motion, without making the timing feel sloppy. Then listen carefully and do a few tiny manual edits. Move one ghost snare a little late. Pull one kick slightly early if the groove feels sleepy. Keep the main snare solid and confident. That's the key idea. Old school D&B swing is not about making everything loose. It's about better placement. Think of it as the break leaning forward while the ghost notes hang back. A really useful beginner technique is to duplicate your break every 2 bars and make tiny changes. Remove one kick, add a hat, replace a busy slice with a small rim-like hit, delete a fill if it starts fighting the bass. This is the real edit mindset. You're not just programming drums, you're assembling movement. Now let's build the bass. Create a MIDI bass track and load up Operator. For this style, Operator is amazing, because it gives you a clean sub with almost no fuss. Start with a sine wave. Keep the attack fast, the decay fairly short, and the release short too. You want the notes to be punchy and controlled, not long and blurry. A good starter shape is fast attack, short decay, medium sustain, short release. Play short notes. Don't write huge bass notes yet. Old school D&B bass often works best when it answers the drums instead of sitting under everything all the time. Now, to get a bit of that gritty restyle attitude, duplicate the bass or layer a second instance using Waveedable or another operator patch. Use a saw bass tone to tune it slightly and filter it so it doesn't take over the sub. The sub should stay clean and mono. The mid layer gives the bass character, width, and movement. A few stock devices help a lot here. Use saturator with a bit of drive and soft clip on the mid layer. Use auto filter to keep the top end under control. Use utility to make the sub mono if needed. And use EQ8 to cut unnecessary low end from the mid bass, usually somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. Why do we split it like this? Because in D&B the sub carries the weight, and the mid layer carries the attitude. If you try to make one sound do both jobs, the low end can get messy fast. Now let's make the bass talk to the drums. Think in call and response. If the snare says here, the bass should answer after that. Don't have the bass fighting the snare on every hit. Leave some space. A very beginner-friendly idea is to place bass notes after the snare hits, maybe on the offbeat or just after the backbeat. Keep the notes short and simple. Try a two-bar phrase first. Maybe the bass hits after B2 and again after B4 in bar 1. Then answers with a slightly different note in bar 2. Repeat that and make a tiny variation every 4 bars. That's enough to start creating movement. A great rule for early jungle writing is this. One important event per half bar. If everything is busy, nothing feels important. Let the gaps do some of the work. Now we need the drums and bass to breathe together. Add a compressor to the bass track and use light sidechain from the kick or the main break transient if it helps. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to pump the bass wildly. You just want a little space for the drums to cut through. A ratio around 2 to 4 to 1, a fairly quick attack, and a release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds is a decent starting point. Aim for just a few dB of gain reduction. If your break already carries a strong pulse, you may not need much sidechain at all. In that case, tiny volume moves or clip gain changes on the bass can work better than heavy compression. Also, keep an eye on your levels. Leave some headroom on the master, around minus 6 dB if you can. Don't let the Reese layer dominate the subzone. And if the break sounds boxy, a small EQ cut in the 250 to 400 Hz area can help. Now let's turn the loop into an actual arrangement. Duplicate your idea into a 16-bar structure. Give each section a purpose. Bars 1 to 4 can beat an intro with just the break, maybe a little filtered or quieter. Bars 5 to 8 bring in the bass with a simple groove. Bars 9 to 12 are your full drop or main groove. Bars 13 to 16 give you a switch up, maybe with a break fill or a bass variation. This is where the lesson really becomes edits, not just loops. In old school DDNB, arrangement is part of the groove. Use automation to make the sections feel different. Open an auto filter on the bass slowly over 4 bars. Throw a little reverb or echo on a snare hit right before a transition. Drop the volume for a bar before the next phrase. These are small moves, but they make the arrangement feel intentional and DJ-friendly. And make sure the intro and outro leave room for mixing. That's a big part of classic jungle energy. You want the track to work in a set, not just in a solo loop. Now let's add a switch up. This is important, because even a great 8-bar loop can start to feel flat if nothing changes. So duplicate bar 4 or bar 8 and make one small change. Remove the kick for half a bar. Add a little snare fill. Change one bass note. Reverse a break slice. It does not need to be dramatic. In fact, subtle often hits harder. You can also use one short crash, a rim hit, or a reversed cymbal to signal the change. Keep it tasteful. One good switch up can make the whole section feel bigger. If you want a really classic move, try a micro drop. Cut everything for one beat, then slam the groove back in. That tiny moment of silence can hit harder than a huge build-up. Once the loop feels good, print it to audio. Create a new audio track and set it to resampling. Record 8 bars of your groove. This is a very useful habit in jungle and old school DNB, because it lets you start editing like a record builder instead of just a programmer. Once you've got the audio, trim the dead space, crossfade any clicks, and duplicate any great little fills or moments that really work. This is the final crate science step. Commit to the vibe and then shape it like a finished edit. Before we wrap, here are the main things to remember. Old school DNB swing comes from hit placement, ghost notes, and selective quantize, not from making everything loose. Split your bass into sub and mid layers so the low end stays clean and the energy stays gritty. Use short call and response phrases so the drums and bass interact. Arrange in clear 4-bar and 8-bar blocks so the track feels DJ-friendly. And once the loop works, print it to audio and make small edits. If you want a quick test, mute the bass and listen to just the drums. Then mute the drums and listen to just the bass. If both parts feel strum on their own, the combined loop will usually hit much harder. For your practice, try making one 8-bar old-school DNB edit at 165 BPM. Use one break, one sub-bass, one gritty mid-layer, and one or two effects at most. Make the break feel different in a few sections without changing the sample. Use only two bass notes at first. Add one automation move, then resample it and listen back on loop. The big question is, does it still feel good when the bass drops out for a bar? If yes, that means your groove has real space and tension. That's the core of old-school DNB swing in Ableton Live 12. Tight enough to hit, loose enough to breathe, and edited with taste. Now go build that roller and make the crate science sing.